Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top social media experts in the world. And she speaks about these issues. She consults with companies like yours and mine about these issues. In fact, she's my social media consultant and my expert. She's our good friend. She's the author of Stepstones to Success. And our good friend, Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
Good to have you back. So, LinkedIn groups. What's happening over at LinkedIn?
Oh, my goodness. I think this is probably one of the biggest changes LinkedIn has made in a long time.
Yeah.
And starting tomorrow, LinkedIn groups are going to be private. And, you know, you've been able to have public groups.
Yeah.
And a lot of marketers have used these groups to market through.
So they've been. Crashing these groups, huh?
Yes, yes. And so LinkedIn is trying to improve the quality of the conversation within their groups, and they have over 2 million groups now. So that's a lot of groups,
that's
right?
A lot. Mm-hmm.
And so they have decided to listen. Apparently, you know, the members were complaining, and they've surveyed and tried to get feedback from users to try to find out how can they improve the groups. And so they've decided that by making them private, then it will allow them, the group owners, to control it better.
Right.
And so they are starting to roll.
So all groups start out private. Can you have a public group? Could you start a public one?
No.
Oh, you don't have the option, huh?
No, you don't have the option.
Everybody has to be invited.
Yes. And
who controls that? Who controls that, though?
Whoever starts the group.
So if I start the group and 100 people join my group,
you have to invite them.
I'm the one who has to invite them. I love that kind of power. That makes me very powerful, Kathy. I don't have that kind of power around here. I'm going to go out and start a group.
Well, I actually recommended that you do that anyway. But so you can have a standard group or an unlisted group. Now, the difference is those are the only two classifications that they're going to have. And the unlisted groups are truly that. So those are kind of like secret groups.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is then you as the group owner totally have total control. Nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even search to find that group is there.
Really?
Now,
really? You mean it's totally off the grid.
Off the grid, yes.
And, wow.
But the standard group does allow you start out and you invite the people into the group, but then other members can then invite people into
mm-hmm.
the group. That's the standard group. And so there's, you know, still a lot of controversy about, you know, this, and they're having a lot of conversations.
Well, some of these groups, to me, and some of them have a different kind of an approach or a model or a focus for their group. That's
absolutely
all going to change tomorrow.
It is going to all change.
If they're not ready for it.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, are they ready?
What if you lose your password? what if you just accidentally get bumped off? How do you get back?
Well, I guess you better know. And actually, you can only invite your first degree connection.
Really?
First level connection.
Wow. Now that's a level of
office.
That's a level of scrutiny that I mean. So folks, I'm going to come back to what I've said all along, Kathy. Right?
You got to pay attention to these things.
The platforms, the major social media platforms, are being run the way the platforms want them to be run. What's best for they think is best for them, and maybe not you, right?
Absolutely. That is totally it.
Very interesting. And so, is this creating are people upset about this?
You know, I haven't really heard a lot. I think the biggest thing people are upset about is some group moderators or owners, they want total control of everything. They don't even want the standard people to invite other people. But I'm not sure that a whole lot of people,
they may not know about it yet.
Yeah, this hasn't
Of course
been
they do now, and, since it's on my show. Everybody knows about it now.
Because now it's on your
Everybody,
show.
Everybody, exactly right. KathyPerry.com, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.